Part 5. New publicly traded securities. Psych Maricon Castellon reports of 7 companies who issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases in March 2013. These companies are Connexion Systems, Ahern Rentals, Southern Air, Pinnacle Airlines, LodgeNet Interactive, Otelco, and Revel. Connexion Systems, Inc. filed a Chapter 11 petition and a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. As part of the restructuring, the secured lender, QP SFM Capital Holdings Limited, an entity managed by Soros Fund Management LLC, will exchange approximately $195 million of secured debt into equity in the reorganized company. In addition, the secured lender will receive $76 million of unsecured notes issued by a holding company, which can elect to either pay interest in cash or accrue interest in kind. The new unsecured notes will be non-recourse to the reorganized Connexion operating company. Upon implementation, this restructuring will 1. Eliminate debt at the operating company, 2. Reduce annual cash payment of interest by approximately $19.7 million, and 3. Cut excess real estate expenses by approximately $7 million annually. To effectuate the restructuring, the secured lender will provide $15 million through a debtor-in-possession financing facility that will convert into equity in the reorganized company. The disclosure statement explaining the plan provides for these terms. 1. Soros will convert the secured portion of its existing senior secured notes claim totaling approximately $80 million into A. new equity in the reorganized debtors, and B. $76 million in unsecured payable in kind or PIC notes to be issued by a newly formed holding company on the effective date of the plan. Projected recovery by Soros is 41%. 2. Holders of administrative claims, non-priority tax claims, and other secured claims will recover 100% provided that the claims do not exceed the caps set for those claims. 3. Holders of allowed unsecured claims will receive a prorated share of $2 million provided that the class of unsecured creditors votes in favor of the plan. Soros has agreed to waive its unsecured deficiency claim, totaling approximately $114.5 million. If unsecured creditors accept the plan, they'll recover 4.1%. But if they reject, they'll recover only 1.2%. 4. Holders of existing interest in Connexion will not receive any distribution on account of their interests, and the existing interest will be canceled and discharged on the effective date. Ahern Rentals, Inc., and a group of holders of the company's 9.25% senior secured second lien notes due 2013, will face off at a confirmation hearing beginning June 3rd, each trying to convince U.S. bankruptcy judge Bruce T. Beasley in Reno, Nevada, that its reorganization plan is the one worthy of the court's approval. Both plans propose to pay unsecured creditors in full. The lender's plan fully pays unsecured creditors when the plan is implemented. Ahern Rentals' plan pays them over a year, thus giving unsecured creditors the right to vote only on the company plan. Ahern's plan offers the junior lenders $160 million cash and new debt if they accept the plan. If they don't, they're slated to receive all new debt for eventual full payment. The lender's plan pays all creditors in full, other than the $267.7 million in second lien debt that converts to equity. Southern Air Holdings, Inc. on March 14th disclosed that it has received confirmation of its, quote, prearranged plan of reorganization from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Wilmington, Delaware, which has been overseeing the company's Chapter 11 proceedings following its voluntary filing on September 28, 2012. The plan received substantial support from key secured creditors as well as unsecured creditors. The revised plan will fund a trust for unsecured creditors with $2.5 million. Unsecured creditors are now told to expect a recovery between 2.4% and 2.6%. Under the revised plan, the recovery is pegged at 10.4% to 17.5%. Secured lenders will participate in the litigation trust only after unsecured creditors recover 10%. Oak Hill is to retain the other 17.5% in return for making payments to cover lease obligations and provide capital. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Robert Gerber approved on March 7th the plan outline whereby Pinnacle Airlines Corp. will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta Airlines, Inc. The bankruptcy judge also authorized Pinnacle to begin the solicitation of votes from creditors. Creditors entitled to vote have until April 10th to cast their ballots. They are required to follow a process governing the solicitation of votes, which Judge Gerber also approved in his March 7th order. A court hearing to consider confirmation of the plan was set for April 17th. Objections were due by April 10th. The plan was laid out in an agreement among Delta, Pinnacle, and the creditors committee announced on January 3rd. After bankruptcy, Pinnacle will continue as a feeder airline for Atlanta-based Delta, operating 81 regional jets with 76 seats. Currently, Pinnacle is operating about 190 regional jets for Delta, mostly the 50-seat variety. Under the plan, secured creditors will be paid in full, while union and unsecured creditors will recover less than 1% on claims. A trust will be created for general unsecured claims, according to the plan outline. The bankruptcy court entered an order confirming the prepackaged plan of reorganization of LodgeNet Interactive Corporation. On January 27, 2013, LodgeNet and all of its direct and indirect domestic subsidiaries filed voluntary Chapter 11 petitions in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York. The bankruptcy case was filed to affect the company's prepackaged plan of reorganization, which is based on the recapitalization in which a syndicate of investors, led by an affiliate of Colonial Capital LLC, will invest $60 million. The plan was voted on and accepted by the holders of in excess of two-thirds in amount of the company's secured debt and a majority of such holders. On January 29, 2013, the company filed with the bankruptcy court the proposed plan and related disclosure statement in accordance with the bankruptcy code. The plan provides for the reorganization of the company. On the effective date, a group of investors led by an affiliate of Colonial Capital will purchase 100% of the shares of new common stock in the reorganized company for $60 million, and certain investors will purchase warrants to purchase additional shares of new common stock. All creditors of the company will be paid in full, with interest, in respect of allowed claims. The holders of the company's secured debt, however, will receive an amended and restated credit agreement. All shares of the company's common stock and the company's 10% Series B cumulative convertible perpetual preferred stock will be canceled under the plan, and holders of those securities will not receive any distributions thereunder. All options and warrants to purchase any securities of the company will also be canceled. Wireline telecommunication services provider Otelco Inc. and its affiliates filed for Chapter 11 protection in late March and filed a prepackaged financial restructuring plan that has already been accepted by 100% of the company's senior lenders, as well as holders of over 96% in dollar amount of Otelco's senior subordinated notes. The plan provides for each holder of the senior secured term loan claims will receive its pro rata share of 1. Term loan obligations of the company under the new senior secured credit facility of not more than $142 million, maturing on April 30, 2016. 2. A cash payment of no less than $20 million. And 3. The new Class B common stock, representing 7.5% of the total economic and voting interest in reorganized Otelco. Allowed senior secured revolving loan claims, as amended, will be reinstated, with availability of up to $5 million pursuant to the new senior secured credit facility agreement, and each holder of the company's outstanding subordinated notes to receive prorated share of the new Class A common stock. Allowed general unsecured claims will be reinstated and paid in full, provided that if holders of Class 5 subordinated notes claims vote to reject the plan, holders of allowed general unsecured claims shall receive a cash payment equal to 40.5% of the allowed amount of such general unsecured claim. All of the company's existing equity interests will be canceled. Revel AC Inc., owner of the struggling Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey, sought bankruptcy protection and filed a prepackaged plan that will reduce its debt by more than 82% from $1.52 billion to $272 million through a debt-for-equity conversion. The prepackaged plan provides for these terms. $208 million in loans outstanding under the 2012 credit agreement, Class 1, will be repaid in full in cash by the proceeds of the DIP facility or the second lien exit facility, as applicable, provided that unless otherwise agreed, any letters of credit issued as of the petition date shall be deemed to be issued under the DIP facility or cash collateralized at 103% of any letter of credit exposure. Lender's recovery is projected to be 100%. Approximately $923 million of loans outstanding under the Term Loan Credit Agreement, Class 2, will be converted into 100% of new common equity to be issued by the reorganized debtors. Lenders are impaired, and the recovery is projected to be 19%. Holders of the approximately $388 million in obligations under the second lien notes, Class 3, will receive their pro rata share of the, quote, contingent payment plans of up to an aggregate amount of $70 million. The contingent payment rights will be non-recourse to the reorganized debtors and shall expire on the earlier of A, 20 years after the state of New Jersey first reimburses the debtors with an ERG grant payment, and B, the date upon which the ERG proceeds disbursed on account of the contingent payment rights equal an aggregate amount of $70 million. The note holders are impaired, and they are projected to recoup 18%. Holders of priority non-tax claims, Class 4, and other secured claims, Class 5, are unimpaired and are deemed to accept the plan. The claim holders are expected to be paid in full. General unsecured claims, Class 6, will be reinstated, paid in the ordinary course of business, or paid upon the later of the effective date, the date on which the general unsecured claim against the reorganized debtors becomes an allowed general unsecured claim, or such other date as may be ordered by the bankruptcy court. Unsecured creditors are deemed to accept the plan and expected to recoup 100%. All intercompany claims, Class 7, will be reinstated in full or in part, or canceled or discharged in full or in part, in each case, to the extent determined appropriate by the reorganized debtors. The claimants are unimpaired, deemed to accept the plan. They are expected to recoup 100%. All existing interests, including all warrants, will be extinguished, and existing equity holders, Class 9, and warrant holders, Class 8, will not receive or retain on account of such interests any property under the plan. They are impaired and deemed to reject the plan. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for March 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on May 16th. Thank you for listening.